Bauer?
Yes.
Would you like to share what your perspective might be as a moral surgeon?
Sorry I was late. I was trying to navigate myself through the streets of Concord and Carthage. It was going to be New York City. But I did find my parking space. Sorry I'm late. My name is Salman Malik. I'm a private practitioner. I'm an oral surgeon. I'm a licensed dentist in the state of New Hampshire. I'm also a licensed physician. I did my surgery in New York. I've been here for about 20 years. I'm a past member of the Board of Dental Examiners. So I have some experience with in terms of treating patients who need emergency care. A couple of things I wanted to, I heard about the navigation card. That kind of struck a chord because for patients, the navigation for private clinicians isn't there in the state of New Hampshire. And by that I mean just the institutional part of the Medicaid system. I've been on and off over the years, participated with Medicaid, and I let them go not because I wasn't getting compensated, because it was just so difficult to navigate. And it was so difficult to get approvals. And going through the process of getting things approved by someone who didn't understand what I was going to do. Half the cases that I see should be done in a hospital setting. I see more and more patients that are in their 80s and 90s. Just this morning, I saw a gentleman who was about 80 plus, needed a tooth out that was kind of touch and go, but I had to do it in the office. I saw a 29-year-old consult this morning. She needs 27 teeth out, which we'll be scheduling. She wants to have implants, which is a dream for her, which we'll try to work out, but now you're looking at $60,000 to $70,000 worth of work by the time you finish. So how does that work? It doesn't. So you either do it because you want to do it or you don't do it. So we'll do something for her, because I don't want to see a 29-year-old woman, which what I'm going to be doing is incapacitating her mouth forever in a way, because she has no choice and I have no choice. None of us have any choice. My suggestion would be is, in working with this group and in trying to get this bill to become a reality the way it should be, is you need more private clinicians in this group. I see a lot of institutions, a lot of nonprofit, all good work. We need that. But half the terms I heard, I couldn't follow you guys. I have no idea what you're talking about as a private practitioner. You know your data? I don't know what that data is. If Delta Dental wants to help, I think that's great. What I would ask Delta Dental to do is the board that's helping, have their board members, have their CEO, who have their money. Because if I'm going to give half my time, I want you to give your money to this process also. It shouldn't be unilateral. It needs to be a team effort. And so I may not make many friends here, if need be, but if you want this reality to come to fruition, you've got to work at it. And if it's going to be like this in this institution, I can tell you, none of the dentists are going to agree with you. They're going to say, okay, fine, do what you need to do. I'll help, and I'm going to spread the word. But in order to get the work done by these dentists in private practices, you have to understand where they're coming from. And you have to get them involved. They're not involved in this. None of them knew. When I called, no one had any idea in the private world. So if you want their help and their assistance, which I think is essential, and we all want to help, we need to get them involved. So that's my concern.
Now, the commissioner, and I'm Medicaid director, that was one of the points the commissioner made up front in terms of he couldn't be here for another emergency reason, but as in terms of getting the network to participate, getting dentists at large, not just some segment of it to participate, is an important objective.
I think they will. I really think there are many dentists out there who want to help because they see the need, and it's not about money. I'm telling you, the compensation part is not the issue here. It's the access, and it's the ease in getting this process done for their office. So if they see an adult patient who needs care, they need to do the job. They need to understand very black and white, okay, we can do certain things, and we don't need to go through the red tape to get it done. We're just going to get it done and submit it, and then Medicaid, the office, will take care of it. I've had very good experience with the personnel at the Medicaid office in the past, and when I didn't is when, not because it was them, it was the process. So that's all I'm suggesting is you're going to hear that again and again and again. And you can talk about it till we're blue in the face, but unless that issue is addressed, ain't nothing going to happen in the world of dentistry. I can guarantee you.
Thank you.
Any other members of